amount of money that you're investing, how much are you going to get back per door? And I have a formula, especially for busy professionals who are not looking to grind it out with real estate. I don't recommend you grind it out. All you need is two well-positioned doors to be wildly profitable. And those doors, I have a very strategic buy box. I like a midterm rental door and a short-term rental door in two different markets potentially, so that you're cash flowing every month.
You're listening to the Move to Millions podcast with Dr. Darnielle J. Harmon. If you're ready for high-level conversations that position and prepare you to move your company, cash flow, and connection to and beyond the million-dollar mark, let's get this party started. This episode is powered by Move to Millions Live. If you are an entrepreneur or small business owner who is ready to radically dismantle your money beliefs and blocks, you need to be in the room. There is power in proximity, and it's time that you got in the proximity to millions so that you could make the move. Go now to movetomillionsevent.com to get all the details and to secure your seat. I have an amazing treat for you today. I am presenting you with one of my clients who recently made the move to millions in her business in 2023, Dr. Rachel Gainsbrough. Dr. Rachel, originally from Haiti, possesses an unwavering drive to make a difference. As a doctor raised in Miami and burdened by $500,000 in student loans, she embarked on a relentless journey to pay them off. Discovering the immense potential of Airbnb, short-term rentals, and midterm rental investing, she achieved a remarkable return through short-term real estate rentals. Today, Dr. Rachel adeptly balances her roles as an owner and manager of 18 luxury rentals, devoted wife, mother, and real estate coach. Her passion lies in helping professionals create a fulfilling life through lifestyle real estate investing, believing that just two properties can make a significant impact. Her expertise and captivating story has even landed her a feature on Netflix showcasing her remarkable achievements, y'all. You need pen and paper for this amazing conversation. Just such a story of significance in overcoming adversity and odds to not only make millions of dollars, leverage the power of real estate, and to build wealth for her family, but to invite others on the journey as well. Get your Move to Millions podcast notebook and your pen and your favorite beverage, and let's jump into my conversation with Dr. Rachel Gainsbrough. Rachel Gainsbrough, I'm so excited to welcome you to the Move to Millions podcast. How are you today?
I am doing well. What an honor, Dr. Darnielle. Thank you so much for having me.
Are you kidding? Of course, girl. Like, you're like the bomb.com. So I'm really looking forward to this conversation. So many things about your story, about your journey that just really impresses me. And so being able to spend a little bit of time really just digging in to some of those lessons that you've learned, some gems that you can share with our peeps, I'm really, really excited for it. So before we jump in, let's just take a quick moment and in your own words, let everybody know who you are.
Well, my name is Dr. Rachel Gainsbrough. I'm a little girl from Haiti, started off in Miami, was raised there in the inner city, and wanted to do all the things, overachiever, got all the good grades, went on to get my doctorate in pharmacy, thinking that, wow, I'm ready to change the world. However, that came with a whopping $500,000 in student loan debt between my husband and I. And so needless to say, that transformed the way we saw money, that transformed the way we thought about money. We had grown up, personally, I had grown up with already a great amount of money trauma. So that piled on to it for sure. But I started to learn about financial literacy and what it looks like to really be financially independent. So I went down the path of Dave Ramsey, did the baby steps and all of that, but I realized—
You had all the envelopes, the 10 envelopes yes. that you kept your money in. I tried it for like 2 seconds. For like 2 seconds, I had the envelopes. And I was like, you know, I don't think this is the approach for me.
Right. Well, let me tell you, we actually paid off a considerable amount of student loans with the envelopes. So it does work, but—
I believe it works. I definitely believe it works. And I didn't have any debt because I filed bankruptcy. And so all my debt went away. Yeah. And so starting from scratch, I was attempting to see if that was going to be the process that would work for me. And it just didn't. It just didn't work. But yeah. I do believe it worked.
And student loans are not bankruptable. So we had to figure it out. But as we were making our way through, you know, we got into a season of life where we were thinking, okay, so, but what's next? Mm-hmm. It's great to get to a net worth of zero because we were coming in with a net worth of negative $500,000, but what's next? And that's when we started to learn about real estate. So we took off our Dave Ramsey hat and put on our real estate investing hat, the Robert Kiyosaki's, the Rich Dad Poor Dad, all mm-hmm. of that, and determined that luxury short-term rental was the direction for us. And so fast forward just a few short years, the journey's been nothing short of amazing. We grew our portfolio from one property to two properties. I think, you know, especially those in healthcare, you only need one or two to be massively profitable if they're the right properties mm-hmm. and the properties that are in alignment with your life. And so we've had the pleasure of helping over 2,000 busy medical professionals, entrepreneurs launch their rentals, got featured on Netflix, which—
Yes, I remember that. I watched.
Which was fun and different, right? Never in my wildest dreams would you ever tell me that I would end up on TV or something for real estate. But yeah, that's a little bit about me. Now I just get to go around, share my messages to the community. And our goal is to impact the financial literacy of over 1 million women through real estate investing.
I love that. And I love even going back. You said just a little girl from Haiti. First of all, you're not just anything, right? Mm-hmm. But your homeland is really, really important to you.
Yeah.
And I've heard you share on numerous occasions some of the goals that you have for where you come from that are now becoming possible because of the work that you do every single day. Would you share that?
Yeah, absolutely. And it brings tears to my eyes because we're actually going through turmoil right now in Haiti. And this morning, our prime minister has stepped down, but there's a lot of struggle in Haiti. And I think that's part of the reason my work ethic is just unwavering. But yeah, my goal is to build sustainable orphanages in Haiti where the children can have their own crops and livestock and feed themselves. And they don't have to deal with, sadly, the corruption that some of the government entities have are entangled with. We put mm-hmm. Women through medical school in Haiti by providing tuition for them. Who would have thought I had $500,000 student loan debt and I'm paying for others to go to med school?
Yeah.
Just never in my wildest dream. And that's due to having a business, having entrepreneurship, working the 9 to 5, which I think it's an important pillar to get you to where you want to go. But I don't believe that my 9 to 5 would have opened up my eyes to give me the opportunity to do the humanitarian efforts that we're doing now. And we hold wellness retreats. And mm-hmm. the goal is to bring up a group of, you know, passionate individuals who want to partner with us with these projects as well.
If you love the Move to Millions podcast and the Move to Millions book is blowing your mind, then you have got to join us for Move to Millions Live. All the details are waiting for you to secure your seat at movetomillionsevent.com. While we are on this quick commercial break, let me take this opportunity to remind you that when it comes to making the move to millions, we've got you covered. I created my proven framework, the Move to Millions Method, to help you simplify, scale, and sustain a company that serves you financially and spiritually. From the book, to the planner, to our live event, and tons of free cheat sheets to help you plan, prepare, and position your company to make millions, we are your full service resource. Learn more now by visiting movetomillions.com. I love all of that. And I love it for so many reasons because, you know, I think a lot of people are just trying to get wealthy for themselves. They're just trying to stop living paycheck to paycheck, right? Statistically, we know that 60% of adults in the United States live paycheck to paycheck. That's abysmal. It's terrible, right? And so many people are just trying to get enough to not have to live check to check. And to think about your ability to go from $500,000 in student loan debt, and I didn't know that, and to go from there to actually being able to finance the education of other people.
Yeah.
That is phenomenal. I applaud you. I celebrate you. I think about my own journey and my own desire to become wealthy and to do it not just for the things, right? I mean, sure, get the things because you got to get that out of your system, but to be able to leave the planet better. And so when I think about being the change you want to see in the world, like you're literally using your change to be the change. And it's all because of this business, which is like 2-3 years old.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. And I remember when I first started Dr. Danielle, my goal was I just want to pick up my like big, hairy, audacious goal. I want to pick up my kids from school on Thursday. That's where I started. So for those who are listening right now, they're thinking, oh, wow, she's got these humanitarian goals. She always had that, you know, clear-eyed goal. No, not really. When I was living paycheck to paycheck too, I just wanted, okay, to have a little bit more money left at the end of the month and not have more month left.
And you had money, right? That's real.
That was goal number one. And then goal number two, all right, I want to pick up my kids from school one day a week. And, or if, you know, the school calls and someone's sick, I can actually leave the workplace and pick them up and not have to ask permission. That was goal number two. Wow. So in just a few short years, how far we've come. And it shows that, you know, we underestimate what we can accomplish in a year or two, right?
And anything is possible. Yeah. Right. So let's talk about that. There's a lot of people who listen to this podcast that the $1 million mark is aspirational for them. They're far from it. Right. If we look at the statistics around small business, 88% of micro businesses. So a small business as classified by the IRS and the SBA is a business with less than 1,500 employees and $40 million in revenue. That's vast, right? So a micro business is a business that has less than 10 employees. And most of the people that interact with us in our community would truly be considered a micro business. And so 88% of them are not doing $100,000 a year in gross receipts. So they're listening to Move to Millions every single week. Thank you guys so much for listening. But it's aspirational. Like they're not even on the Move to Millions. They're trying to get themselves ready to get on the move. Yeah. And so inside of this short period of time, you've been able to not only get on the move, but to make the move. You know, I think defying your own beliefs of what was possible for you last year. And I didn't say this already, but Rachel is a client in our Move to Millions mastermind. She's been in our mastermind for 2 years. And our first year working together, she got her business to the $500,000 mark. And then this last year, she crossed the $1 million mark. She tripled her business and crossed the $1 million mark, almost to the $2 million mark in a year in a business. And this is all just in 3 years. So part of the reason why I was so excited to have this conversation with you, Rachel, is because I know that there are people who are listening who right now are still working their 9 to 5. And they want to be looking 3 years from now at having their own business that is generating millions of dollars, that affords them the opportunity to not only create freedom and flexibility to pick their kids up from school, but also allows them to become a benefactor and a philanthropist to give to the causes that are important to them without it taking away from their own household. And so I cannot wait to hear more about your own journey and how I just want you to stair step this for them so that they can chart a path of what this could look like for them, you know, 1, 2, 3 years from now. I think what you just said a minute ago, like any and everything is possible. So chart us out. So first goal you said was to be able to pick your kids up from school one day a week.
Yeah. Yeah.
What was the next goal?
The next goal was to increase our cash reserves. We wanted to have a little bit of elbow room in the bank account so that we can start to really define who do we want to be as a family? Who do we want to be as individuals? What our true goals were. And there's nothing like having a little bit more extra cash flow to help you to get some clarity around that. Because prior to that, you're working within the confines of, you know, your leader, your boss, what the 9 to 5 mandates. But if I can perhaps, you know, shave off one day out of the week, I'm now working 4 hours a week because I have a little bit of that elbow room. I can then start to explore other interests and to really lean into, well, why was I put here on this earth?
Yeah.
Right. Why was I put here on this earth? God has given me so many opportunities. He's allowed me to walk into rooms where I would have never imagined. And my goal is to take that information, the types of tax fueled conversations I've had with some of the higher ups, my colleagues who are working, 40, 60 hours a week, just one tax strategy could just blow their situation wide open. Well, they don't know these strategies because they're not in the rooms. Well, I get to go to those rooms, take that information, take the elevator on the way back down, and then disseminate that and break that down and invite those speakers to my spaces. Because my only answer when I first started, Dr. Dan, was how do I work more overtime to generate more revenue? How do I punch? What other clocks do I need to punch? At one point between my husband and I, we have five jobs between the two of us.
Wow.
Okay.
And that's so common. I mean, like so many of us here in the United States, even though I know you're not, your origins are not here. Is your husband from the US originally?
California. Yeah.
Okay. California. Yeah. So, I mean, we're truly born and bred to be employees and to think that the answer to wealth is trading our time for money. Right. And then we become entrepreneurs, and we probably struggle at first because we're trying to be entrepreneurs on employee mindsets. And then eventually we realize that we can stop trading our time for money, and we can start trading our information for money.
Yeah.
Right. Like I think about that passage, and I believe it's in Proverbs that says your wisdom is merchandisable. Like you should take your knowledge and be able to make money from it. Right. So that is what we get to experience, what you've experienced over the last few years, and just watch that information turn into properties for you and your family.
Yeah.
I mean, the sky really has become the limit, right?
Yeah. And for me, the aha was when I read from Warren Buffett, he said, if you don't find a way to make money while you sleep, you will work until you die. I read that while I was reading, working an overtime shift. I'm like, yeah, this can't be it.
There's got to be more to life than this. I remember when I used to do overtime at my jobs and I would get my paycheck, and my paycheck wasn't really bigger. Like, because I felt like they took more taxes out because the initial amount was more. So they took more. And so I worked all this extra time thinking I was going to get a nice chunk of change. And I really didn't.
Right. You're looking at that extra $120. You're like, really?
Really?
A lot.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And so
I'm
for
so
me,
glad you found another way.
Yeah, definitely. So how do I make money while I sleep was the question, legally, right? Because although I'm in medicine, it's legal drugs, guys.
Right.
How do I make money while I sleep? And for me, the first path was real estate.
Okay.
And then the second path was the environment that I was in. Right. So I had to move my mindset from that employee mindset of, you know, how do we pick up on more hours? How do we hack our lives? How do we biohack so that we can work harder? And just, I welcomed any invitation to walk into a room where the conversations were at a different level, whether it's real estate related, business related. And that's how I encountered you, Dr. Darnielle. I was invited to an event of yours. I was
to move to millions, the very first one.
Yep. And I was not ready to attend an event. I'm not attending any event, but let me see the sales page is what I commented to my friend, Dr. Chiagozzi. And your messaging, you are a messaging queen.
Thank you.
There really spoke to me. And so I got there. I bought VIP, of course, because I wanted to be front and center to take in as much as I could. And just the belief that you had enough belief for me and everyone else in that room.
Yeah.
And so I thought to myself, well, if she thinks it's possible, what if I only achieve 10% of what she's saying? Right.
Yeah.
It, to me, that's a win. You can't lose. You can't lose with that. And so to say that I'm blown away, pinch me, I still can't believe that we're able to build a seven-figure business using the digital content, using the information that I have.
Right.
And I thank you.
Because your wisdom is merchandisable.
Yeah.
That's what the Bible says, right? So you have to be able to make money from your wisdom. Isn't that amazing that it we is. Live in a country, we live in a time that you could know how to do something better, faster, more streamlined than someone else, and they will pay you money to learn the shortcut, right? Because that's what 6 and 7 figure entrepreneurs do. We find a system that's working and we work it. I mean, that's what you did. Like, you came into the program learning the Move to Millions method, indoctrinating that into your business. And here we are, you know, 2 years later, $1 million business.
Yeah.
This year, I think you're going to double last year.
I receive it. Listen,
we're
building the foundation to make sure that we do. So I receive it. Thank you, Dr. Darnell. And just your support and continuing to show up. Businesses are rocky, right? It's not a one and done. You have to continue to work it. The ecosystems has changed. You saw Meta crash the other day. Like, what do you do in those situations, right? Do you have a strong enough foundation that you have communication, community, and email list, other methodology to make sure that you stay connected with, you know, those that you're serving? And so it's every week, you know, I make sure to tap in with your community to, you know, get that one nugget. Sometimes it's just the one nugget from you, Dr. Darnell, or from a colleague in the room that says, hey, I just did this one thing and it's helping out. Say, oh, okay. So this might work for my audience as well. And where else are you going to find that? I never had that in the 9 to 5. I don't know any other environments. Half of my family wonder, what is it that you do? They're not exactly sure what's going on with me.
Right. But I get that. I'm happy. Right. Absolutely. And they're like, I'm sorry, you're doing what? like a house, right? Yeah. Like, so, so you said earlier, we wanted to, you know, go from our net worth of zero, and we wanted to actually be able to start to create resource, right? Let's not even talk about wealth yet. We just wanted to have a little elbow room is what you called it. Yep. And you saw real estate as the path to get there. Are you ready for Move to Millions Live 2024? Well, registration is now open. It is going down May 22nd through the 24th, just outside of Washington, D.C. You have to be there if you have millions on your mind. If you think the book was something, wait until you get into proximity to your next level. The conversation, the clarity, the collaborations, and the community that is going to get you to and beyond the $1 million mark is waiting for you now. Go grab your seat at movetomillionsevent.com. Want to know what it's like to work with me and the Incredible Factor University coaching team? You can get started today with the Move to Millions 90-Day Business Growth Planner. 90 days at a time, you'll be setting your business on a trajectory that will make the Move to Millions happen much faster for you. It's got everything that you need to track every strategy, every sale, all of your KPIs, as well as your self-care and life transformational needs. We made sure we left nothing out of this amazing planner. And by accessing the planner, you'll get a behind-the-scenes view of what it's like to work with me and my team. Go grab yours today at movetomillionsplanner.com. Can you break that down for us? I know there are people that are listening right now that have thought about real estate, have heard you should have real estate. Like, what made you actually dive in and now be at the point where you are as it pertains to real estate?
So I did a lot of research as I was paying off the debt. You know, there's that initial feeling of accomplishment at first, but then you start to burn out from it. It's like, oh my gosh, it's a drudgery. It's a drudgery, but we wanted to stay the course, but I needed something to look forward to. Okay. And I said, okay, so I need something to look forward to. How are we going to turn this into a win and start generating income? And I looked at all of the investing strategies. I said, if we stay on this trajectory, we're going to have XYZ amount of dollars to invest on the other side of the rainbow. And so I looked at all the strategies. I looked at cryptocurrency at the time. I looked at a multifamily investing, like where you pool your money with a lot of investors and you purchase apartments. I looked at industrial, buying Amazon, FBA. I looked at everything and I determined, based on just doing a cost benefit analysis, a return on equity analysis, I'm a spreadsheet girl, that short-term rentals, specifically luxury short-term rentals, properties that are a little bit more high value, that are 4+ bedrooms in specific markets, generated the highest amount of revenue month after month. And so I started to create a specific buy box. And then I reverse engineered it. I said, well, how do I purchase one? How do I get there? I was able to purchase my own property. We used a 3% down payment, first-time homebuyers. How do we leverage that for short-term rentals? Mm-hmm. So we found a property after going through a lot of methodology. We looked at fix and flipped everything, wholesaling, all the things. Mm-hmm. But short-term rentals, we landed there and we found that all you needed was a 10% down. And depending if you have a local banker, all you needed was 5% down.
Oh, so, wow.
Yeah. So we found a property for $290,000. Mm-hmm. So that's about a $14,000 down payment. We had a little bit of savings for in our 401k that we were able to tap into. We had mm-hmm. a bonus check. We put all of that together and we purchased our very first property. It needed a little bit of work, about mm-hmm. $8,000 or $9,000 worth of work. We put that work in there. We furnished it. We actually found someone who was having a moving sale. They were moving from a 4-bedroom house, well-designed, to a beach condo. So they left everything behind, but it was newly renovated,
wow,
newly designed. We bought everything for like $10,000.
Mm-hmm.
We furnished the property. The day we listed it on Airbnb, it got booked.
Nice.
And that month, it generated $6,000.
Wow. And how much was the mortgage?
First month, the mortgage was $1,200.
Wow. Nice.
Right? So yeah. That right there, like you can't unsee that.
Right.
You can't unsee that. You're like, how do we do this again?
Right.
And let's how do we do this again?
Right.
And so that was the goal. At that point, I said, okay, I want to do this again. I want to do it faster. And that's when I decided to get some mentorship. I hired on my first real estate strategist coach to mm-hmm. walk me through some different financing strategies that are out there. Whenever I want a shortcut, Dr. Dania, I want to go faster, I find right. the top mentor in whatever that is to help me to go faster.
Absolutely.
So that's where we started. That you can. So up until that point, my entire life was trading hours for dollars. That's all mm-hmm. I knew. And the only way I knew to generate more revenue was to punch in another clock.
Yeah.
Five jobs between the two of us, punching another clock. But this was a paradigm shift for me and I'm never going back.
Absolutely. And what I love about it is like, you got it honest. I think most of us, that's the way we're bred. Like, where can I go to make some more money? Right. Let me get a job. Let me be a support to somebody. But as soon as you saw what was possible, I mean, month one, $6,000 against a mortgage of $1,200, even with utilities, you're still profitable after month one and then just continuing to replicate that. And I know you're, you know, on Airbnb, I'm sure you're on Vrbo and maybe even there are some other places and it just allowing that. It sounds so simple. I'm not saying it's easy.
It's not easy, but it's simple.
Right. Yeah. It sounds so simple. And the reason I bring that up is because I feel like often when we're looking at, and when I say we, I mean like the global, the collective we, when we're looking at opportunities to be able to expand our capacity of wealth and bring in more wealth in, we automatically start telling ourselves it has to be hard. And we're looking for it to be hard. We're creating disruptions and distractions that derail the possibility of this being a destiny changing decision, right? That's what we begin to do because we expect when it comes to money that it's got to be hard because that programming kicks in.
Yeah.
You got to work hard for money.
Yeah.
Right? There's no tree out back with money on it.
Yeah.
Right? And here you are finding a way to be able to do it and to show the shift, that the shift is possible. And so how long did it take before you got your second property?
About 6 months is when we got our second property. And again, showing up in the rooms within the next year and a half, we were up to 18 properties.
Wow. 18 properties. That's phenomenal. Yeah. Now, and each property, is it just all of them like 4-bedroom homes or are some of them smaller? All of them 4-bedroom luxury homes?
Five plus. Yeah. 5 to 8 is our sweet spot.
Just nice. Cause then people can do retreats there.
Yes. Which I love.
Yeah. Cause that's a lot more money.
Yes, for sure. Be made.
Wow. So it sounds like you didn't have to start your second business coaching and teaching people about real estate investing. It sounds like you didn't have to do that. So what made you decide that you wanted to now go and teach other people what you had learned?
That's a great question. So again, showing up in the right rooms, I'm in a mastermind where we measure what is called our horizontal income with short-term rental Airbnb. It is an active business. Mm-hmm. And I was learning more about passive businesses. How do you create revenue where you don't have to even show up, you know?
Right.
And one of the things that were being touted at the time was, oh, create a digital course. And I was wondering, well, what would I teach? And, you know, it kept coming up was this content that you're doing with the Airbnb short-term rental. And we were expanding into midterm rentals as well. And so as I started to explore that, I was finding that I was answering the same questions again mm-hmm. and again and again from those in my community, from medical professionals, from neighbors, from those who wanted to learn how to do it as well. And there was nothing that lit me up more than getting a message from them saying, oh my gosh, I got my first booking. Like the celebration that I had in my heart for others winning, my husband even asked, he goes, you're more happier for them than your own deals. And mm-hmm. that is something that I pray for. I pray for the people in our community to get better deals than I would have ever imagined or experienced. And I have seen that the sweatless victories. I'm talking mm-hmm. about Sophia. She's an attorney in our community. She got, when she closed on her property, there were already $30,000 worth of bookings on that property.
Wow.
Sweatless victories.
That's what I'm talking about. I love a good sweatless victory.
I know. And you taught me that. And I was like, that's what Dr. Darnell was talking about, because I am programmed to have to work hard for money mentally. Yeah. That's my programming. And we've been working on debunking that from my life. And when I saw that, it just takes your breath away. It just takes your breath away. She found a 0% down in Alabama, a condo beachfront, $30,000 in bookings day one. And I just sat there like, wow. Oh my goodness. So seeing that, I said, I wanted more. I want more of this. I want women like us who are working hard, who are grinding it out, who feel as though the answer is to pick up another shift. No, one real estate property that is positioned correctly from a tax strategy perspective, mm-hmm. the government will reward you and you can then back up, back out of those overtime hours and actually generate more revenue and create that breathing room. So that's the passion for me. That's what I feel as though I'm put here to do. And that's why I do this. You're right. I didn't have to start the second business, but if I'm going to go for it, I'm going all in, I'm going hard and I just absolutely love it.
And what I love about that is, I mean, you could have just been like, you could turn to your husband and be like, babe, we figured this thing out. Let's go to the French Riviera, right? Let's go on vacation and let's just count our money while we're on vacation. But no, you said, no, there are some other people that need to know this, need to know that it's possible, that they too were likely born and raised to believe like we believe and probably have mountains of debt, maybe not student loan debt, but they might have debt that they don't need to have and carry, that we could show them how to get out of it in a way that really honors who they are and doesn't create more. Well, I mean, there's some work. I mean, let's not pretend there's not work, but it doesn't have to be hustle and grind work. Right. And I think that the more we can help women to stop hustling and grinding to get access to money, the more we can change the world.
100%. And we know that when women have money, things change because not only concerned with our own well-being, we are looking around to figure out how we can impact someone else, how we can help. I love it. I'm really passionate about it.
Yeah, I think it's great. And I'm glad that you're doing the work that you're doing because it just gives another outlet. And I mean, I remember being, in my 20s. And like, I knew since I was like 10 years old, I was supposed to be rich. Like, I just knew, I just felt it in my bones, even though we were poor. Like, we did not have a lot. My dad technically was middle class. He had a really great job, but he was an addict. So he smoked most of his money. So there wasn't a lot left over. But I just remember looking around and being like, this is not going to be my life. I'm going to be wealthy. And not even knowing how that was going to happen. But I remember in my 20s, recognizing that in order for it to happen, I was going to need real estate because the limited amount of research that I had done, everybody that I knew that was wealthy had property.
Yeah.
Right. I remember this was a few years ago, the movie Founder, which is based on Ray Kroc and McDonald's, came out. And so when that first started and he weaseled the company from the brothers and it became his, he was leasing all of this land to put these restaurants on. And then one of the people who ended up being CEO for a while said, no, you're not in the restaurant business. You need to be in the real estate business. And so he started buying the land that the McDonald's went on and then leasing the land to the franchisee.
Yes.
So he really multiplied his money. And I remember I bought my first house.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I bought my first house at 22, literally 6 months out of college. I was like, I'm not paying rent at that point in time. You could own for the same amount of rent. So I'm like, well, I'm going to own a home. I want all of the benefits. And I remember when I moved from that house into my next house and I kept it, that became my first door. And we put a tenant in there and the mortgage, oh my gosh, the mortgage was like $458 a month, Rachel.
Ever wish as a podcast episode comes to an end that we could spend more time together? Well, I want to make sure that you know about our free community on Facebook. If you are a millions-minded entrepreneur who wants to go from millions on your mind to millions in your bank account, then we should spend more time together. Get all the details you need to join us in our free Facebook community at movetomillionsgroup.com. The reviews are in. Move to Millions, the proven framework to become a million-dollar CEO with grace and ease instead of hustle and grind, is a bestseller. With thousands of copies sold, we are raising a generation of million-dollar CEOs. You got next. Grab your copy in our bonuses today at movetomillionsbook.com.
When I moved out of that house, I could put a tenant in that house for $1,200 a month.
Come on.
And then I moved to my next house and I was in that house for 12 years and then met my husband and we decided to build the house that we live in now. And I kept that house and then we put a tenant in that house. And today I have 24 doors.
Nice.
And it's amazing. Like it is so amazing to be able to not only own real estate, but to be a catalyst for other people to be able to live in really nice places. So we don't do, short or midterm rentals. We put tenants in. So they're long-term, I guess it would be a long-term rental.
Long-term.
We put tenants in, right? So we buy, we renovate if it needs to be renovated, and we put a family in the home. And it has been amazing to think about building wealth in that way. And I'm just grateful that you're out here doing this work. Because I didn't even know there was a thing. And maybe there was, even when I started, there was mentorship around this. I didn't know. I just kept every house I ever bought and said, let me figure out how to turn this into a place that someone else can rent, because I was making enough money to be able to move to the next house without having it mess up my debt to income ratio, which was really, really important. And even after I filed bankruptcy, because at the time that I filed bankruptcy, I had 3 doors at that point in time. I got to keep all of my homes. I didn't lose any of them. Yeah. So
that's
the beautiful
so
thing about my whole process, which I know it was a kiss from God, because I did a Chapter 7 bankruptcy. Mm-hmm. So that means everything gets discharged. And so technically, when everything gets charged, you're supposed to lose everything. You're supposed to lose your house. You're supposed to lose your car. The bankruptcy trustee, because favor is not fair, said as long as you keep paying for those properties, you can keep them.
Wow.
And I kept paying. I found a way to keep paying for them. And now 2 of them are completely paid off. Like it's been 30, which is crazy. One, I had a 15-year mortgage. The other one, we paid it off in 22 years. But we were able to keep them. And so now they're cash flow positive just on every single month without doing anything. And so when you think about sweatless victories, when we think about making our money work for us, like we were all raised to believe that we got to work for money.
Yes.
But now we need to understand how to make our money work for us. And that is what real estate does. I know you have this strategy that I just want to give you a couple of minutes to talk about. Call it the 2-door strategy.
Yes.
So can you first explain what it is and explain why you love this strategy? And then as much as you want to share about the strategy itself.
Absolutely. So the 2-door strategy that I have, I know that you spoke about the number of doors that you have. And for those who aren't acquainted, doors is how we measure the number of properties that we have. So I have 18 doors. Dr. Darnell has 24 doors. So that's the number of properties. However, the Kool-Aid that was drank over the last years is, you know, you're comparing doors. I walk into these events and you have a lot of these bro marketers and bro real estate investors. I have 100 doors. I have 200 doors. I have 1,000 doors. And, you know, I get door envy just like any other girl, but
door envy. I need a t-shirt. Right? Door envy t-shirt.
But when I sat back and analyzed, because I'm very analytical, I come from a pharmacy background. Everything needs to be formulaic, you know, everything's taught, you know, and I did the math. I recognized that not all doors are created equal.
Yeah.
Okay. And so when I ran the numbers and I really evaluated the value of each door, perhaps they're not even cash flowing. That means after all the bills are paid, there's nothing left over, or maybe they're cash flowing and have just an extra $100 per door when they invested so much to get those $100. So for me, it's really important the amount of money that you're investing, how much are you going to get back per door? And I have a formula, especially for busy professionals who are not looking to grind it out with real estate. I don't recommend you grind it out. All you need is two well-positioned doors to be wildly profitable. And those doors, I have a very strategic buy box. I like a midterm rental door and a short-term rental door in two different markets potentially so that you're cash flowing every month. Dr. Darnell has instilled in us, we want to make money every day. Every day we want something to come in. Every day. So if it's, you know, hurricane season, all your doors are on the beach, well, do we have anything in the mountain that's making money every day so that, you know, so you want to be really, really strategic with that. So all you need is two doors. And it starts off with just really evaluating the market, understanding the numbers, running your numbers, running the projections. What's great about Airbnb and short-term rentals, we have information that's been out there over the past, you know, 20 years in some markets, 50 years in other markets, because Vrbo, HomeAway, those sites have been here for a very long time. So you have that track record to understand the potential of what those properties can make even before you transact upon it. Okay. Nice. And so again, I see a lot of the rhetoric out there is like, let's take down all these doors. No. Breathe, pause. This is, we're going to go slow. We're going to calculate. We're going to evaluate. We're going to underwrite the properties to make sure that at the end of the day, we have our ratios in place. I have a 15% rule where the revenue, the price that I'm purchasing it versus the rent, I have a price to rent ratio has to be 15% to make it worth my while to even start having that conversation. Just because it's a great deal doesn't mean it's a great deal for me. It could be the most beautiful high-rise condo. Well, my avatar is multi-generational, multi-families, traveling with children and pets. So that avatar would not work well in a high-rise condo. So just being very strategic is how we've been able to win. So when I have a 5-bedroom home or an 8-bedroom home and it's a family, well, they're traveling with about 6 or 7 full-time W-2 paid employees who each have a paycheck. And therefore, you know, it may be $1,200 a night. It may be $2,000 a night. But split 6-7 ways, it's so much more affordable than a hotel. And you have a
and you get more flexibility and space to move around.
Sometimes two kitchens, a whole outdoor backyard, pickleball, all the things. And, you know, it's I just absolutely love that strategy. So two doors is all you need. Do not necessarily believe the hype of you need to go and buy 100 properties to really make it big in real estate. As a matter of fact, those people who have gone that route, we're seeing a lot of, you know, some negative press around some of those investments that did not really materialize. And I have control issues. I want to be the operator. I want to make sure that I know what's happening with my property at all times. But if you just send your money out to someone, you just don't know if it's going to come back.
Nice. I love it. That's such a doable strategy. So it sounds like anybody can, as they're on their own move to millions, they can add real estate in.
Yeah.
And well, you know, we'll make sure that we put all of your information in the show notes in case anybody wants to reach out to learn about your style of teaching, all of that good stuff. Before I let you go, I wanted to just for a few minutes, I mentioned it earlier, you know, that you are second year client and working with me. I would love to just, if you would just take a minute, you know, we talked a little bit about where you were before, mm-hmm. right? And just talk, if you would just share a little bit about what have been some of the biggest things that you've taken away from being inside of this community and working with me and our team.
One of the biggest things for me is just the track record that you've brought to the table. Entrepreneurship is very new to me, right? So I have been taught to learn from a handbook. I've been taught my pharmacy protocols. I do the step-by-step. However, going into entrepreneurship, it is the wild, wild west out there. And coming in, I had my own preconceived notions. I had my own ideas of how things are supposed to be. I'm always looking for, like I said, the hack or the shortcut. And I remember sitting with you at a table and challenging you on a recommendation and on a piece of advice that, that you had given me. And I was like, no, I actually, you know, this person is doing it this way with this company. I think I'm going to try that out. And you just shook your head. You said, I'm telling you, that doesn't work. And I was like, the marketing, it's so good. I think it's going to work. Yeah, it did not work. And so that comes from track record, right? That comes from your tenure, your years of you've already taken the path. And I'm very much so, you know, I'm sliding into your situation, DM. I was like, Dr. Danielle, 911, because I know that you have already walked the path. And it's a matter of me just kind of taking those steps and being patient enough to walk that path that, you know, you have laid before us, which is just, it's absolutely amazing. I get an aha every week that I interact with you, Dr. Danielle. My most recent aha is from last week, I don't think I even mentioned it to you, just the accountability that you hold us to. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we're working with, say, a contractor, a vendor, an employee, a team member, and we have metrics that we're measuring, but are we really accountable to those metrics? Mm-hmm. And, you know, our accountability calls that you have with us where you say, okay, now we're checking in. How was last month? How was this month? How, you know, where are we going? What are we going to do to move the needle? It's huge. It's absolutely huge. Because like I said, entrepreneurship is the wild, wild west. With my rentals, mm-hmm. I know my KPIs. I know my occupancy rate. I know my revenue per available listing. I know that's locked in. But with business, you're asking us deeper questions. And then you're reminding us of how far we've come. Because sometimes it's hard. And it's like, mm-hmm. oh my goodness, this month was hard. But then you have us reflect, well, what are some of the good things? And I don't think we do that enough, right, Dr. Danielle? We just want to beat ourselves up, but you remind us. And by the time we're done, it's like, oh my gosh, look at these huge wins, mm-hmm. right? And then so we can, you know, breathe easy knowing that, yes, we're making progress. And then moving forward, we have a strategy. You have us do our SWOT analysis to see, you know, what types of action we need to take. And just from those interactions, we've made massive changes. We take massive action right after mm-hmm. a call. It's like, okay, we're shutting down this program. We should have never started in the first place. Dr. Darnell told us, but this is like made it abundantly clear why, you know, we may be struggling in one of the sectors of our business. So absolutely love it.
Awesome. That's so good. And I think about, you know, your trajectory, right? You know, again, I think, I don't remember where your revenue was when you first started. I think it was like maybe 300,000 maybe when you first started.
A little under that. I don't think we hit 200 yet.
Yeah. So a little under that. And in 2 years, like over the $1 million mark. I won't put all of our money business out in the street, but over the $1 million mark, you made the move to millions. If someone were to reach out to you and say, hey, Dr. Rachel, should I work with Danielle? What would you say?
I would say don't walk, but run. Mm. And the reason is that there is that initial hesitation. There are a lot of noise out there in the market space. And I like when Dr. Nugget says, I'm not new to it, I'm true to it. Well, I'm not true to it, I'm new to it. Darnell's truly true to it. And she's seen it all, whether it's a digital type of business, whether it's a brick and mortar. Some of my colleagues are attorneys with law practices, you know? So it doesn't matter the type of business that you have. She can, you know, guide you. She's like the shepherd, guide you along the path that's going to make sense for where you need to go next. We have people coming on the call that say, Dr. Dre, I'm just here for a strategy. I'm struggling this week. And right then and there, she has a strategy. She's not Googling anything. She truly, truly has it in her. And that is her gifting. So I would say don't walk, but run. And I share that with as many people in my community as possible. And that's why I'm having you come to speak to a group of women in our community who are looking for how do I find a coach? And I said, well, Dr. Darnell is the one for sure. And I know that you have a great framework on sharing with us. How do we select who we work with next?
Absolutely. Absolutely. This was awesome. All right. So before I let you go, got to ask you our three closing questions. So I'll give them to you all at once and then you can answer in whichever order you decide. Number one, what's the book that has made the biggest difference on your own journey? Number two, what's one quote that when you're having a day and you need to recenter, realign, that always brings you back? And then number three, what is that one tool that has made the difference on your own move to and beyond the $1 million mark?
Okay, so all of these are going to correlate and it's going to be a ever occurring themes. Of course, your book, Dr. Darnell, is fantastic. Well, 100%. But before I got the chance to pick up your book, I was leaning into a book called Who Not How by Dr. Benjamin Hardy and Dan Sullivan. The one quote that correlates with that also is, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. The tool is delegation. That's really important. And that's something that, again, you taught because there's a lot of messaging out there. Yeah, you know, go alone, be a solopreneur. And you really, I remember you fleshed it out for us that all these people who are saying that they're solopreneurs, really, they have about 100 contractors behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. And for someone like me, I would not have known that had you not had the expertise and experience to really debunk a lot of the stuff we're seeing out there. And that's the thing. Yeah. You have protected me from myself on so many occasions. I pretend like I'm this disobedient member of your program, but I listen a lot, but there's still, you know, a lot of noise out there that you've protected me from, whether it's helping me review contracts and not walking into certain pitfalls that you can smell from a mile away. Mm-hmm. Everything looks great, but you're like, no, what about this and this and this? And so that's, you don't get that if you're alone doing this alone. So again, cannot thank you enough.
Awesome. It brings me so much joy to serve you. And those of you who are joining us at Move to Millions Live this year, you will get to hear Rachel on the big stage. She will be doing a Move to Millions talk. So I cannot wait for everyone to be able to hear your wisdom and what it is that you have to share. This has been absolutely incredible. And I just want to thank you again for being here. And even though you self-proclaim yourself to be disobedient, you're doing the things that matter the most. And listen, you know, we have to sometimes try it.
Yeah.
Right. And we have to try it for ourselves. And, you know, for me, as being your mentor and your coach, giving you the leeway to go and try to make sure that it doesn't work for you. Right. And then still loving you. I told you so when you come back, still loving you where you are when you realize that that wasn't the next best move for you to be able to make. So it's been such a joy working with you. So excited to welcome you to the $1 Million CEO Club. And I look forward to hearing what you have to say on the stage.
I cannot wait. I can't, guys, show up. That room changed my life. I highly recommend it. Everyone just show up. It's, you can't explain it. You just can't explain it.
You can't. You really cannot. We can't. We try our best. Yeah. But you really, really cannot explain it. All right. Well, this was amazing. Thank you so much for being here, Dr. Rachel. And we'll see you guys next time. Take care. Oh, my goodness. Wasn't that amazing? Oh, gosh. So many notes. I took like literally pages of notes, y'all. So many things from being an overachiever. How many of us can say that, right? $500,000 in student loan debt. Experiencing money trauma to becoming financially free. I love when she said, I asked myself, but what's next? And she keeps asking herself, what is next? So that she could ultimately get to making money while she sleeps. If you could get excited about making money while you sleep, you need to get into real estate. We're going to put all of Dr. Rachel's links in the show notes so that you can reach out to her to learn more about her two-door strategy and how you can leverage the power of luxury rentals to create your own wealth plan to be able to establish a financial legacy for your family. I want to thank you so much for joining me. I know you'll come back to this conversation time and time again to learn how you can continue to level up your wealth on the Move to Millions. I'll see you guys next time. Take care.
Thank you for joining me for the Move to Millions podcast. The way I see it, you deserve a business that generates millions. We'd love to have you join us in May at Move to Millions Live to help you prepare, plan, and position your company for the $1 million mark. Visit Move to Millions event now to grab your seat. If you enjoyed our time together, do yourself a favor, head on over to iTunes, subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. Until next time, remember, millions are your birthright, and to access them, you need only move. See you next time. Take care.